Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, three lines from the top of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by Ilei Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara discussing somebody who lost one of his limbs during his lifetime. So the Gemara now asks a question in regards to not a person, but an animal losing one of its limbs, meaning we're going to see an ant. Is that Shaila of going to be a chayav for eating such a thing? So let's see the question. By Rav. Rav asked the question. Nimala shechasra mahu. What is the halacha if someone eats an ant that's missing one of its limbs? So generally, if a person eats an ant, it's way less than a shear of a kazayis. So the Mishnah in Makos tells us in the third parak, I believe it's the third parak, starting the third parak, the Mishnah tells us over there that if a person has what's called a beria, it is a complete creature, so that is something which is going to be chayv malchus, even if it is less than a kazayis. That is a major issue in kashrus b'zmanazeh. Also, is it that bugs are not they're not batel even if you have less than 60th of a thing? If it's a whole bug, it's an iser d'oraisa. So that's why it's very chamar to be very careful with regards to the checking of bugs and different lettuce and things like that. People think if there's a place that has a questionable hechsher, the best thing to have is a salad there. The could be one of the worst things to have is you shouldn't be try not to eat at the place anyway. But the maisa eating a salad is going to be that a major shail of many yisurim deraisa of eating a bug. So here, a person's chayav malchus for eating a bug generally. So the shaila is, in Rava's question is asking if the ant over here is missing a limb. And the way the Rush explains it, but it's still able to live, because otherwise it's pashut that it would not be a beria. So it's still able to live. Does that type of ant that's missing a limb, is it going to be a beria or not? So the Gemara says, shiura gemirala. When the Chachamim say halacha l'olam Moshe Mesinai, usually gemirala is usually a lashon of halacha Moshe Mesinai, they said that the whole creature is the shir halacha Moshe Mesinai, and that to be considered a beria, it has to be the full animal. If you have less than the animal, that is not going to be chayav. V'hachaser, and in this case, it's lacking that halachic status. Or did they say that the halacha is based on the concept of a beria meaning a creature, and here this is the creature. Yes, it's missing part of its, let's say its leg or whatever, one of its legs, but it's still able to survive, and therefore that's still called a beria. It's still considered a full creature, and therefore having that should be chayav malchus. That is the Gemara's suffix. So turning on to Nebezam Aleph, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mediskara Tashma, we can bring a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Bahem, let's just read the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Eile Hatmeim Lachem Bechol Sharetz Kikolanagea Bahem Bemosab Itmahara Arev. These are the ones that are going to be tamer for you. These are what's called the Shmona Shratzim. We're going to have a list of the Shmona Shratzim. It's a machlok as we've shown him how to define each and every one of them. But there's eight things. If a person touches them, you're going to be tamei tumas erev. What's usually the lashon of the Mishnah is that you have to go to the mikveh that day, and that night you'll be tamer already. So nogea behem, it already suggests that you're touching them. It sounds like the entire thing. Nogea behem is with yachal bekula. Another thought that the pasuk is telling you that the tuma is going to be only if you touch all of them and when they're complete. Tamud lomar mehem. The pasuk says, "V'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma," and anything that falls upon on them from them, the Torah says mehem from them, suggesting that even part of the animal is going to be metame. So it sounds like that even if you're touching part of the animal, you're going to be chayev. Imehem yachol miktasam. Now, if the Torah had said only lashon of mehem, I would have thought that one is going to be tame even if he touches a small part of the sheretz. Tamud lomar bahem. That's what the lesson that we had in the first pasuk tells us with them to teach you that the mehem is not. But so basically, what we just come to the conclusion is that we have mehem and bahem, and in two different psukim, the two different connotations seem to imply two different things. So how does this work? How do we l'chora answer that these things are implied? Again, mehem sounds like only the entire thing, and even part of the thing, and bahem only if you touch the entire thing. So there's stira between the two things. How are we going to answer the stira? So says the Gemara HaKetzad, Ad sheyiga b'miktasan shehu kekulan, that a person is going to be tamei if he touches part of the animal that's like it's the entire animal. So v'shir chachamim b'chadash, and the chachamim assessed what is the number, that the size is to be a kadash is a lentil. Shekein achomet chilas b'riyasa b'chadasha, because a chomet, this is one of the chomet is one of the things, is one of the shmona shratzim, is machlokas. Rashi understands a chomet is a form of a snail. Others say that it's a type of lizard. So a chomet chilas b'riyasa b'chadasha, a chomet starts off as the size of a lentil when it's born. The smallest newborn chomet is a lentil. And the Rabban understanding that any part of of a animal, the dead animal, is going, or even part of the live animal, that has to be at least the size of a kadasha, a lentil, to be metame, since it's comparable to the chomet, which is in its completion. But smaller than that, that's how we're answering. So really meaning, so to answer the steer, just to flesh out how that works, is bahem really means an entire thing, but what entire thing? Of the smallest animal that exists, that's one of the shmona shvatzim, which we're assuming is the chomet, which is a chadasha. So that is why it means, meaning that it is a full entity of another animal, and mehem, and if you touch even part of this animal, which is still the size of a barley, which is therefore a full size of a different animal, that's how we answer the contradictory statements. So therefore, shmamila, we infer here that shiura gemirala, the chachamim have elacha l'moshe mesina regarding eating of the complete creature, that it has to be exact, since if it were different, then it would be possible to have a living chomet smaller than that of a chadasha, and you should be chayev. Meaning, if a living being was a beria, even without a leg, so we should learn from a chomet that even if it's a little bit less than a chadasha, it should be something which is metame. Since the brace is telling us the chadasha is the minimum shear, right? The lentil size is the minimum shear, so it's clear that that is the minimum and nothing else, because that is a complete chomet. That is a complete, whatever it is, either a lizard or a snail, that's the minimum shear of this animal, because that is how the animal is born. But even if it's missing part of its leg, if we would count that, then it should be a little bit less than that of a lentil. And since we don't see anywhere that is the shear, we see from over here that with Chazal, where the halacha l'moshe mesina was exact, and if you have less than it missing a part of the animal's limb, then it would not be chayev malchus. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rav Shmaya, kiba inan shiura. When do we say that you need a complete shear? That's the velo havia kadasha lo metame. Only with regards to the halacha, with regards to tuma. Why should tuma be different? Because delo nafla bay neshama. Because if it was less than a lentil size, it cannot be a living being. Meaning, the definition of a beria, it's dependent on living and not necessarily being complete. However, a newborn chomet, the limbs are going to be considered part and parcel of the animal. It cannot be, the Rush understands, it can't be born alive if it's less than this shear. That's how Chazal are understanding it. Not that it's that it could have been less. It couldn't have been less. So therefore, the minimum sheretz shear is going to be that of a chadasha, because it wouldn't be able to live, and that, everyone agrees, would be being able to live to be the minimum shear. Oh, that's what the Rush was getting at from, as mentioned before, that everyone agrees that the beria, in order to be a beria, you'd be missing a limb, it still has to be able to live on its own. If it's not able to live on its own, nobody would say that it's a beria. So that is the minimum shear to be able to live on its own. That's why it's a minimum shear. So we don't have an answer. If it's a living animal, lo, then maybe it does not need to be complete, because it can be live. It's able to live. It's able to be a viable ant or whatever other animal it is with less than all of its limbs, and therefore maybe eating such a thing should be considered still a beria, because the item is something which is significant and can be eaten. So therefore, the Gemara says we are. Do not have a raya to bring a raya that a beria is going to be is we considered something that's lacking a limb. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We don't have an answer based on that proof. That proof has been rejected. Okay, so now the Gemara goes weiter. Hashidra vehagulgoles. If you have the spinal column and the skull, those are something which the Nazir loses his right. He is going to be has to shave his head for that and do a tiglacha satuma. Ibailu, so they have a question. Shidra vehagulgoles. Is it that the Mishnah says the lashon of having the spinal column together with the skull? You need both, or Dilma Shidra or Gulgoles? So the Shaila is, when you have the Vav over here, at the Lashon of the Mishnah, Hashidra Veha Gulgoles, is it the Vav HaMosif that you need both together, or did it meant the Lashon of either one? So that is the Shaila over here of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava brings a Raya. Tashma, we can bring a proof from the answer from the Braisa. So the Braisa tells us, Shidra Shegired Rov E'alin Sheba. If you have a spinal column that and most of the ribs had been severed, Tahora, it's halacha, it's tahor, because it's no longer considered a shidra anymore. It's no longer considered a spine. Uva kever, however, if it's in the grave, afilu mishuberes o mifurekes, even if the ribs are broken or removed entirely, it's still going to be tmeya b'mnei kever. It's still going to be tame because of the grave, which is connecting all the bones. We have halacha l'moshe mesina telling us that as long as the spinal column and ribs are together in the kever, they are treated as one, as a unit of bones, and therefore there would be metame. Just to point out, the lashon of What's the difference of mishuberes umefurekes if it's broken or they're completely removed? So the Gemara in Chulin talks about this and talking in terms of an animal. Of course, the Huadin over here, that we assume that when it comes to mefurekes, completely removed, that means that the ribs were completely pulled off out of the area of the vertebrae. Broken implies that the ribs still are protruding from the vertebrae, but they're still there. They're still broken. The Gemara over there is handling the lachas of a trefa, that if the majority of the ribs were removed along one side of the spinal column, then the animal would be considered a trefa. If it's just a broken, then it wouldn't necessarily be considered a trefa unless it was on both sides. The Gemara over there is talking about the intricate points of the trefa. So over here we say that it's maybe covered every time. So now again, the Gemara is bringing a raya. So back to our point from the point of being metame, taima mishum de garid, that over there, that we assume that the reason that the it's taller in the Bryce's first case is because over here we're assuming that the ribs were severed. Halogirid, however, if they had not been severed, tame, that the spinal column itself would be considered tame, even if you don't have the skull. So the Gemara is assuming at this point that the Braisa is leaving out the idea of the skull, which should imply that it's that if you have the spine itself, that would be metame. So shmamina o shidra olgalos kana lachora. We see over here beferish the Mishnah is referring to just the spinal column alone is going to be metame, and lachora the same hoadin obviously by the skull that by the gulgoles also that would be the same halacha. So the Gemara says no haloktani the lashon it doesn't say. It doesn't say lashon of like that if it didn't have it, didn't have it. They were. It didn't say lashon if they were not severed. The spinal column would be metame even without the skull. The idea of the skull is not relevant to the brace's point because you can't make a diuk from the brace when it doesn't mention the fact that there's no golgolos over here. The brace is just talking about the fact that we're discussing the spinal column together with the skull, and therefore you can't bring a raya from this with regards to. Tatuma. How come Ashmanda? And what would the Raisa then be teaching us? The Chigari Tahora, that if the spinal column ribs were in fact severed, that it would be Tahor. Idach Tiboilach, the other situation where the column is whole but without a skull, is still going to be a Shiloh, which we're not sure about. So you can't bring a Raya from this case either. So now the Gemara wants to bring a proof from another Braisa. Tashma, we have another Braisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva Metame, Vechachamim Metarim. There are six things Rabbi Kiva says there's Metame. We're going to get to all this. And the Chachamim say that they're Tahar. Vechazar were Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva attracted it. Umaisa Shavio Kupam Lea, Tzamas Levesa, Knesset Shel Tarsim, that they once brought a box full of bones to the base Knesset, to the shul, where the coppersmiths used to daven. Vinucha ba'avi. I find it interesting that the coppersmiths, like they all daven together. So I remember we were learning like in history class, like that this is what happened, like in the Landsmanshop, like in the Lower East Side. That's how people started coming together. Also, like the people who daven on Shabbos were chaver who like worked in the same, like the butchers who daven together, and the people who were the carpenters. So it's I guess in the times of the Mishnah also that they were davening together in this type of shul. Fine, okay. So anyway, vinucha ba'avi. They left it. In the avir. Why? Because the people in the shul should not become tamei v'tumas. Tumas Ohel. They left it outside the shul. V'nichnas turdus arofa cholarofa mimo. So turdus, who was a medical expert, he came in, and they all came in to examine the bones. So the Gemara doesn't actually tell us what the maskana is over here. They came to determine whether the bones were from the skull and the spinal column, or whether they were from the same body or from different bodies to establish this point. That's what they wanted to tell us. And the Gemara doesn't tell us what was the maskana. The Tosefton Olos tells us what the maskana was, that the Chachamim came, after the physicians came, the Chachamim had a vote of whether or not the bones were going to be metameh through Ohel. They knew that Rabbi Akiva, was the Shita that said, if you have bones from more than one body, then he was not metame them. So he told us over there that the bones were not metame through Ohel. So originally he held, opposite. He originally held that they were metame, and then he ended up retracting, assuming that they are metame. So this, Lachora tells us that the Braisa, this is the part of the Braisa telling us Rabbi Akiva retracted. So everybody agrees that bones are going to be metame through maga masa. That's pasha, that you touch them, it's etzim kisora. It doesn't matter from one bone or more. Everybody agrees that carrying them and touching them would be metame. The only shaila is tumas ohel, do we need it to be from one or not? So Rabbi Akiva seemed to retract his shita. V'amru, then they said, ein kan shidra mimeis echa. There is no spinal column from one dead body over here, and therefore the bones are not going to be metame. The bones from different dead bodies do not form what was called a shidra to be metame or a golgolos. None of them. So therefore, we're assuming that they're not metame. So now the Gemara makes a diak. Taima deleika shidra demechada. So the reason that the bones did not have, it sounds like they didn't have it because they didn't have enough of a spinal column from one dead body. However, haika o shidra o golgolos demechada nazir megalechala shmamina. Oh, Shidra Olga Golas Tanan. So the Gemara says this is a very good proof because the diuk was clear that because there was two people's skull over there, that's why they were not metame in the story. So says the Gemara, it sounds like if they just had one skull of one person or one spine of one person, one spinal column of one person. So the Gemara seems to understand that the story seems to understand that that would be enough to be metame through the Nazir as well. And then our Mishnah, we have a raya from our Mishnah that it should be that either or, even if you just have the spinal column alone or the skull alone, should be metame. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good proof, because Lomoy Bai Bai Kamar. Tudis was saying that it's not, I don't even need to mention this, meaning Lomi Bai Shidra Vilgogola Samesa Chadleika. It's not even, I don't need to mention to you that there's not a spinal column or a skull from one dead body. Rather, Ela Filo O Shidra Mimesa Chad, O Gogolas Minachad Leika. There's not even a complete spinal column from one dead body or a complete skull from a dead body either. So we can't bring a raya from here about the halacha when you generally would have a spinal column without a skull, since all the Tudus Harofa was coming to say is that we don't have a spinal column. It was emphasizing how he was just showing that it's clearly not from one person. Not only did he not identify the skull and the spinal column of a single dead person, but even the spinal column alone was not from one person. So therefore, this was what Tudus was coming to say, so we don't have a raya from here. Fine. Tashma minyanos, and then we could go saying that this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim could be a proof to whether or not it's just a skull or a spine is going to be enough. Because why? Umahen shisha devarim shir Rabbi Akiva metame v'chachamim metarim. What are the six things that Rabbi Akiva tells us are halachically tame and the Chachamim say are really tahor? Al ever min ames sheba mishnei mesim. They were talking about a limb from a dead body that comes from two different dead bodies. Meaning, you have a one arm that was apparently like somehow like cut in half and put together from one person to another person. That's an example. Okay, so you have that. So if you have ever min achay sheba mishnei bnei adam or chatzi kav atzama sheba mishnei mesim, if you have a kav of bones that comes from two different dead bodies, even though atzamos are going to be metame, even with a rove akav, this place is speaking of a nazir to shave his head and do the teglachas atuma, that's only going to be when it's talking about half a kav. That's what we learned before. That's what the Mishnah on Mem Tesla Beis told us. So that's the halacha of Erev Aravi is dam haba mishnaim. And also a quarter of a log of blood that was from two different dead bodies. Vel etzem kisaora shenechlak lishnaim, and also a bone that the etzem kisaora that split into two. If a barley-sized bone, it's etzem kisaora, from one person was broken into fragments, each of which was less than a tsaora, which is less than a barley, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim would be machlokas whether that would then be metame. Vashidra valgulgolas. And also, here's the point that we're going to bring out, is that the spinal column and the skull, that comes from two different dead bodies. So the shidra valgulgolas, that could mean the spinal column and the skull, or the spinal column or the skull. The Gemara is going to argue that only the first of these is possible. That's what we're going to see. So turning on to the next one, we're going to focus on this last point. Now, Isa Gadaitach, O Shidra O Gogolas. Now, if you're going to tell me, then the last point that the Mishnah means to say that the spinal column or a skull is going to be Tame, our Mishnah, Hane Shivan Havad, that this would be seven different Machloksim. So therefore, it can't be that they were arguing over this, and therefore, we are arguing that even that it would not be both. So the Gemara says, Kiktani, when the Brisa says the six, that's Simon Yachid Shu Gilech Echad. The mnemonic Yachid Shu Gilech Echad, that's the mnemonic to remember the four explanations how the Gemara is going to mention the six machloksim over here. Kol Echad de Poligalea Rabim. In all the cases where the Rabim disagree with Rabbi Akiva, Lafuke Etzem Kisaor, that's the exclusion of a case of a bone the size of a barley grain, to Yachidu de Poligalea. It's only one Tanu argues in Rabbi Akiva. Then the last phrase of the Raisa may be understood as that, meaning that one of the spinal column, which comes from two different mesim, and another one in the case of a skull. So don't tell me that you need both to be metame. So then it would be that each case is machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The spinal come the when a case when it comes to the spine and the skull, those are two of the machloksim that were mentioned in the Braisa. In addition to these six cases, which Rabbi Akiva is disagreeing with the Chachamim, the Braisa is also mentioning the case of the Tzaora split into two, where Rabbi Akiva was only arguing on one Tana. So since it's not similar to the other ones, we don't group it together. That's what the Braisa is. That's the tirades of the Gemara right now. So that's the point. So now the Gemara says, Desanya, where do we learn it's only a yachid? Etzim kesa'ora shenechach ha'shnaim. If you have a bone the size of a barley grain that was split into two, Rabbi Akiva metame, Rabbi Akiva says it's a tame, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metaher. It's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues in Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, it's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. We're not going to list it as things that everybody disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Those other halachas, the majority of the shita of the Tanaim, were arguing Rabbi Akiva. So then it makes sense to say that we should list it as a machlokas. But over here, it's only one Tana. Or you could say, Kiktani Aver Minames. When the Braisa lists six different things, it's only a limb from the dead. Aver Minachai Loktani, but does not count the list of a limb from the living. So therefore, the way we originally said the Braisa, it was assumed that the case of Aver Minachai and Aver in a Mishnei Mesim is going to be two different cases. The Gemara is arguing that no, these are really just, it's only one machlokas. So it's really discussing whether or not the limb coming from is going to be metame. So accordingly, therefore, we can list it as only one case. That's what we're assuming. So the Gemara is saying that therefore, that's another possible answer. That is answer number two. Now we're up to a third explanation. Ibai Sima, another answer. Ki Katani, that which the Braisa says six different machloksim is only Kalecha de Nazir Megalech Ahila. When you're going to be Shaila of Tumas Owel is Nogea to this Shaila of a Nazir. Lafuke etzem kisaora de lo. Because when it comes to a bone the size of a barley grain, the Nazir does not have to shave his head for Tumas Owel. Because that's what we learned before. You need half the size, not a fourth. So therefore, it's going to be a bigger shear, and that's why that's not mentioned in the list. So that was answer number three. Now we're up to answer number four. Ibais ema, kiktani kalecha de hadarbe. The only the where Rabbi Akiva had later retracted his shita. We're going to see, right? We saw before that Rabbi Yehuda said that there are six things Rabbi Akiva is saying, Tame and the Chachamim are tar, but Rabbi Akiva was ended up being Chozerbo. So the Gemara is understanding that the Braisa is listing the fact that it's seven because six of those he retracted, and then that other one he did not retract, that's why we don't mention it in the list. So Lafuke Revias Dam, the Lo Adarbe, he never went back on the Shita of the, if you have Revias Dam, a quarter of a log of blood, that he did not retract, as the Gemara is going to say, De Amar Le Rebbe Le Bar Kapara, Rebbe said to Bar Kapara, who is his contemporary, Lo Tishan Revias Dam Mechazara, don't teach the Lacha that a quarter of a log of blood from two different Mesim, that was where Rabbi Kiva retracted. He never did, Shere Lemudo Shabbi Kiva Biyodo. Rabbi Kiva's teaching was always there, meaning he always had it on his hand. Rabbi Kiva would always tell us this Lacha that a Revias Dam coming from two different bodies is Metame, and a Nazir would have to be Metame from such a thing, and it is shayach to Tumas Ohel. So, and that would ve'oda mikra misayo, and the pasuk itself supports Rabbi Akiva's shita. Al kol nafshos meis loyavo. The lashon of nafshos is even if it's from multiple dead bodies, nafshos bodies, then it's going to be matame. The Gemara Sanhedrin learns this out as one of the examples of Em LaMikra and LaMasorah. The Gemara comes on to that, I believe, from this very case. So now, so the Gemara says, so Tana, so the Braisa just continues what happened, that, Rabbi Shimon, I skipped, that Rabbi Shimon says, Ad yamav hayametame. During his lifetime, Rabbi Akiva told us that a revius of dam from Shnei Mesim is metame. Imishameis chazerbo, if after his death he retracted, any odeh, I don't know. So the Gemara now says that he didn't like, he was making fun of, like, oh, he definitely, he said this all his lifetime, maybe in his gravy retracted, but he definitely didn't retract it right now. So Tana, the Braisa says, Hushuk Roshina bin Tani Yosef, Rabbi Shimon felt that this way that he said it, that it was disrespectful of him to say about his teacher Rabbi Akiva, oh, maybe he retracted after his kever, like as a rhetorical statement, like obviously being sarcastic. So he wanted to be, to do tshuva for the fact that he spoke disparately, see how careful, like even this little tiny lashon was something that he felt was not a nice statement. So then he wanted to fast in doing tshuva for it. So it just reminded me of a story. I think we just had the yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Kanevsky, the yahrzeit of the Kodesh Levracha, on Rosh Hashanah Purim. So I remember hearing, this was a crazy maisa. Rav Chaim used to daven, I heard this from numerous of his close gabayim and talmidim, that they're going to call him talmidim. But the people who are close to Rav Chaim, he didn't really have a shir, so call him talmidim. But either way, the people who are close to him, that he used to like daven to Hashem constantly, that he wouldn't remember anything other than Torah. So like if you ask him to go two streets down from his house, you'd have no idea what the name of the street was, Bichlal. Because he only Torah kol kulo, he was kol kulo Torah. Many stories about that. That someone was saying he was choser shkolim when he was paying for a taxi to get out of the taxi with Reb Chaim. They're going somewhere. Reb Chaim ran back into his house and got him a mesechet shkolim. He didn't think he was talking about money. He was living on a different planet. Anyway, living kol kulo b'Torah. So Reb Chaim once there was a guy who came to take a picture of him, and Reb Chaim got upset at him. It was like there was a cat there, and Reb Chaim was like feeding the cat or something. He thought it was like not respectful. The guy came in, and he wasn't wearing his full whatever jacket, and Reb Chaim like told him off basically, and he was very upset. And so what's crazy is that Reb Chaim saw thousands, hundreds of thousands of people probably by then. Like 25 years later, the same guy came back, and Reb Chaim remembered him. 25 years later, and he said, you know, you took the picture of me 25 years ago and ask you for mechila. It wasn't nice how I chastised you. I felt that for 25 years I'm waiting to see you to ask you for mechila. And the guy almost fell off his chair. He didn't remember the story, b'chol. Then he remembered what happened. And of course, he was moichel Reb Chaim. The story goes weiter. This is the craziest part, is that a week later, he wanted to come back with his son. His problems in bar mitzvah. And Reb Chaim completely forgot who he was. It was like, ad kedekach, like, he didn't remember who he was anymore. He had to remember him because he wanted to ask mechila. It was Noger for Ruchnias, and he remembered. Then he forgot. Anyway, he forgot who he was a week later. That's how the story goes. Why did I mention this? Because how careful he was. The guy was wrong. He said that. I was wrong to take the picture of Reb Chaim, like feeding the cat. He didn't want me to come in. I barged into his house, whatever it was. And yet he was so sensitive that he was waiting for 25 years to ask this guy for mechila. Fine. So this was the story of the Reb Shimon. So now the Gemara. We rejected the proof from the Braisa, so the Gemara now is going to try to bring it from a different Braisa. Tashma, we have a different Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Beishamei omrim rove atzamas mina atzamim. The Beishamei say that if you have a quarter of a cup of bones through tumas ohel, that's going to be metame through ohel. O mishnaim o mishloshe, even from two or three lechora people. So that's going to, or two or three bones, maybe we'll see. Uvesila omrim rove mina gvia, that you have the quarter kav of the bones by tuma, but tumas oel only when it's coming from the majority of the body. Mirova binyan omer of a minyan, or from the bones that are majority of the skeleton, or from the majority of the bones in the person's skeleton. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yacholani lasos divri b'shamay v'divri b'shilal ke'achad. I can answer the shita b'shamay and that of b'shilal in the following way. Shebishamay omrim mishnaim omishlosha, two or three bones here. Omishne shokayim v'yirech echad, or either from the bones of the shok, of the shin bones, or the thigh bones. Omishne yirechayim v'shok echad, or from the thigh bones, or from the shin, one shin bone. Hoyel v'rov gavol shaladam migovo, because the height of a person is based on these bones. So according to Bishua, even Bishamay require the rov akav atzamos of the of bones from the skeleton. When they say two to three bones, they do not mean any skeleton of bones. Rather, it has to be specifically these, which are a majority of the height. That has to be in the majority of the body. Omerov binyan, omerov minyan, either from the majority of the frame, literally, of the skeleton, or from the majority of bones on the skeleton. Since these include the joints of the hands and the feet, and there are so many small bones there, so it's possible to have majority of the bones of the skeleton without necessarily having the Erechayim, or the Yerech, or the Shokayim. So that's what the Beis Hillel is saying. So the Gemara says, Shamei Omer, Shamei even has a very big Chumrah, Afilu Etzem Neshidra Omer Gogolos. Even a single bone from the spinal column or from the skull is Metame. So Shamei is understanding, even a single bone from them is going to Metame, and it's Tumas Ohel, even if you don't even have the Rova Kav. So the Gemara is assuming that the machlokas between Shammai is this very machlokas, is that even if you have a single bone from either skull or skeleton, is going to be a tame, whereas everybody else, it requires a complete skull or a complete one. In that case, the Baisa would say that either one is b'tameh independently and b'tameh b'oel. That's the Yisrael Machlokas. And the Gemara says, no, Shani Shammai d'machmer, Shammai is extremely machmer. You can't bring a raya. Maybe Baisa will say, even if you have the entire skull, but you don't have the skull with the skeleton, that's not enough. So if you don't have it with both, sorry, not the skeleton, but the spine, that's not enough. So that's why, so Shammai is extremely machmer, so you can't bring a raya from that. So the Gemara says, Lifshup minei, so let us bring the answer from the Baisa, which said, Taima d'shammai d'machmer, because the reason of Shammai is because he's very machmer, that he holds a tuma is going to be even from a single bone of the shidra, the golgoles, and so we can learn from over there that the chachamim would disagree, and they'll say, they'll go so far as to say that you need both of them. Haraban and adika shidra v'golgoles, you'll need both. So the Gemara says, this is also a good answer. Lo, because why? Adkan lo pligi rabbanan alea deshamay, ela be'etzim echa de'aisi min ha-shidra min ha-gogolas, except for their single bone that comes from the spinal column or from the skull. Aval hecha de'isa be'ene, where the skull or the spinal column is, in fact, intact, afilu chad de'minayin, even one of them would be metamer. So you can't bring a raya either way. We don't know how far the machlokas between Shammai and Beis Hillel and even Beis Shammai was, but we know that Shammai is very machmer, that even a part of the skeleton, the skull or the spine is going to be metame. But we don't know how far Beis Hillel disagreed. Did Beis Hillel say until you have one whole one, or you need both whole ones? So it's not clear how far they went. Okay, but Ezra Hashem will pick up with the Bayi Rayim Bar Chama. It's really a new topic. The Sidri Tara says that he says that this is one of the most vague and complex, really vague part of the Gemara. Not so complex, but it's just very vague, this next upcoming Gemara. So we'll start that in the midst of shorter daf anyway. So Ezra Hashem will pick up with this in tomorrow's daf.